So here we are, less than 18 hours into Lent, and we're already going to do exactly what the Lord tells us not to do. When he says, anoint your head and wash your face when you fast, we're going to rub ashes on our foreheads before we leave this church. And there's a reason for that. There's a reason that we can say we aren't beginning Lent just in disobedience to God. And that's that there's a twofold aspect to what we are doing today. Obviously, we're beginning the season of Lent, a time for each of us as individuals to strive to root out from our lives those things that hinder our relationship with God, and to focus our hearts back on eternity, on that relationship with God that he desires to have with us even now. And at the same time, we're in that work together as a church. And just as the prophet Joel speaks to the people of Israel and asks them as a people to proclaim a fast and to return to the Lord, all of us together, by the ashes that we receive, recognize as a whole our sinfulness. And yet those ashes that all of us as a whole receive are in the shape of a cross to remind us that while we are sinners, we do have a Savior, and that we're not left in the nothingness of our dust. The Lord, to his disciples, makes these three spiritual commands: to give alms, to pray, and to fast. And it's really the only time in the Sermon on the Mount when he kind of lays out specific things to do. And it's interesting because he doesn't say, don't give alms because you'll be like the hypocrites, or don't pray because you'll be like the hypocrites, or don't fast because you'll be like the hypocrites. He's very clear. He doesn't even say, if you pray, if you give alms, or if you fast. But he tells his disciples, when you pray, when you give alms, when you fast. Reminding us that he expects his disciples to do those very things, because he knows the spiritual value that they have in helping us to rend our hearts, to open them up so that the love of God can enter in. And that's our individual work during these 40 days, to allow ourselves that freedom to open our hearts so that God can enter, so that he can touch and heal those parts of us that he knows need his grace and his love, that he can touch and heal those parts of us where he knows we need to return to him, where he knows that if we give him full access, he can do with us all that he desires in that relationship of love. And if each of us as individuals is strengthened in that, then as a whole, we become that much more of a force to bring that love of God into the world. So as we receive our ashes today, let us ask the Lord for that grace to not only recognize our nothingness and our absolute dependence on him and our need to return to him, but also to ask him for that grace to have hearts that are truly open, that are detached from the things of this world, so that he can enter in, so that he can be our all in all. Let us above all heed the words of St. Paul, who reminds us so clearly that the time for this is now.